Visitors to the gallery of the Wisconsin Assembly will have to go through a metal detector, a step common in other state capitol buildings, but foreign to the normally open capitol in Madison. The step comes as the capitol continues its second week of protests that have seen animated crowds but no violent incidents. So many people were calling the capitol's legislative hotline yesterday that people who called last night were informed that it had been disconnected. People could still call their legislators directly. Once the assembly gets started later today, it could carry on well into the evening and into tomorrow morning. Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca says his members will offer more than 100 amendments.
To ensure that we have a full airing and discussion of these issues, that we bring to light many of the elements of this bill that are unprecedented, that are uncalled for in our outside Wisconsin tradition.
But Republicans likely won't accept any Democratic changes. Governor Walker rejected two compromise plans yesterday, one by unions to pay more for health care and pension benefits in exchange for keeping collective bargaining, another by Republican Senator Dale Schultz to only get rid of bargaining temporarily. Governor Walker also had a message for Democratic senators who remain missing.
For those 14 Senate Democrats, you've had your time. Now it's time to come home.
As long as those Democrats stay out of town, it keeps Republicans from passing this plan in the Senate. GOP leaders will take up other bills today that require fewer senators present. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.